Well, I think the real savings in a potential merger relies on the facts that maybe you can go out and bid your health insurance contracts instead of using 300 employees on an average for the city and 700 from the county. Now you have your bargaining powers, 1,000 employee lives plus, you know, the spouses that may be covered and children are covered on the policy. And so benefit solutions is where I think you get a lot of potentially relief in costs. I think a merged department potentially says that we can control costs. I'm not sure how many costs can be saved because you're going to need a body to help to replace the HR director that left over a year ago. So we're hopeful that there can be some savings in benefits and so on and so forth. But I think controlling costs is probably the better tract of why we're going through that process.